The woman was still 6 feet away, still not moving. Reacher looked at her again and said, "Ma'am, is this gentleman married to you, or related to you in some other way, or known to you, either socially or professionally?" She said, "I don't want you to get involved." She was younger than the guy, for sure, but not by much. Still way up there. 29, maybe. A pale-colored blonde. Apart from the vivid red print from the slap, she was plenty good-looking, in an older woman kind of a way. But she was thin and nervous. Maybe she had a lot of stress in her life. She was wearing a loose summer dress that ended above her knee. She had a purse hooked over her shoulder. Reacher said, "At least tell me what it is you don't want me to get involved in. Is this some random guy hassling you on the street or not?"
"What else would it be?"
"Domestic quarrel, maybe? I heard of a guy who busted one up, and then the wife got real mad with him afterward for hurting her husband."
"I'm not married to this man."
"Do you have any interest in him at all?"
"In his welfare?"
"I suppose that's what we're talking about."
"None at all. But you can't get involved, so walk away. I'll deal with it."
"Suppose we walk away together."
"How old are you anyway?"
"Old enough," Reacher said. "For walking, at least."
"I don't want the responsibility. You're just a kid. You're an innocent bystander."
"Is this guy dangerous?"
"Very."
"He doesn't look it."
"Looks can be deceptive."
"Is he armed?"
"Not in the city. He can't afford to be."
"So what's he going to do? Sweat on me?" Which did the trick. The guy hit boiling point. Aggrieved at being talked about like he wasn't there, aggrieved at being called sweaty, even though he manifestly was. And he came in at a charge, his jacket flapping, his tie flailing, his shirt sticking to his skin. Reacher fainted one way and moved another, and the guy stumbled past, and Reacher tapped his ankles, and the guy...